morning, Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO, Portland, Oregon, at 90.7 FM. Today's Wednesday, April 15th, 2009, and this is Air Cascadia, long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
We have new legislative developments from the anti-LNG front line.
War tax resistors took the message to Portland commuters this morning, lining up on River City's bridges with signs.
And the Department of Homeland Security has identified right-wing extremists as the nation's most serious terrorist threat.
Portland area weather, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a chance of thunderstorms and hail, highs around 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little rain maybe, and cold, lows in the 30s. More of the same, and then better on the weekend.
And first we go to regional news from around Cascadia. In the determined struggle to keep liquefied natural gas terminals, tankers, and pipelines out of our forests, rivers, and shores, Columbia Riverkeeper is taking it to Salem. Joining me this morning, Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper has some news from the legislative front lines. Good morning, Olivia. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're really excited after a big push from residents all over Oregon to contact their legislators, especially members of the Sustainability and Economic Development Committee in the House legislature. Our bill 2015 of the LNG Public Protection Act has actually been granted a public hearing tomorrow at 1 p.m. At that time, proponents and opponents of the bill will talk about, you know, the necessity for the bill, why it's being proposed, what it would do. The crux of this bill is that before the state grants permits for property-owned natural resources like water or land leases, there needs to be a determination of need for LNG within the state of Oregon. This basically raises the bar for the public interest test on these proposals, and the impetus essentially for this type of language in the bill is things like Bradwood Landing, which is requesting 15 billion gallons of Columbia River water every year for operation. Our state giving away a natural resource so precious as that should be receiving some kind of benefit from that LNG terminal. And so we're asking that, you know, there be a determination of need for LNG in Oregon before we grant right to those precious natural resources.
Yeah, we're getting close to a tipping point at which the water itself will be worth more than the natural gas.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that. My guest has been Olivia Schmidt with Columbia Riverkeeper. And once again, Olivia, can you just remind listeners the public hearing is tomorrow at 1?
Yes. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. It's in Hearing Room E at the Capitol, but it's also accessible online. If you go to the Oregon Gov website, you'll be able to link to real-time sort of hear public hearings at the House.
And this information, too, of course, would be available on your website.
Of course, absolutely. ColumbiaRiverkeeper.org and Oregon.SierraClub.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This past January, the county counted its homeless. The number of homeless people in Multnomah County has jumped 13% since the last count in 2007. The count is a snapshot that tallies people sleeping outside, in shelters, or in hotels using federal housing vouchers. Officials believe the actual number is much higher because not everyone was counted.
But the prices of houses around the region are still falling, and sales are up. No surprise there. The Regional Multiple Listing Service reported yesterday that the number of pending sales grew at an unseasonably high rate from February to March. After closed sales froze at record levels in January, the numbers continued to pick up in March. So people who have money are spending it on houses. Homeless, still homeless.
Well, it's not the same as a job, but it's better than a bed in a homeless shelter. An additional 6,000 laid-off Oregonians will qualify for unemployment benefits as a result of a bill that's on its way to the governor. Among the likely beneficiaries, women who return to work after raising children, young people who lose their first jobs, and those who work in sporadic industries like construction.
Well, today's tax day, as the nation knows so well. And it's shaping up to be a chaotic one. People simply don't have any money. And then there are people of conscience whose commitment to peace prohibits them from contributing to the world's well of human suffering and misery. We're going to speak with a member of Portland's war tax resistor community this morning, John Schreiber. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
talk a little bit about what tax resistance actually is. And there was an action today, I understand, on the bridges. People were out with signs.
This is something we've done every tax day, some of us, for quite a few years, carrying the Burma-shaped type signs that say, well, in this case, let's not pay for wars and occupation. Use our taxes for jobs and education. And there's another one that said, trillions in debt and death every day. Don't like the war, then refuse to pay. And that's what we've been refusing to pay. In fact, redirecting the military portion of our taxes to more humane endeavors.
How long have you been doing this?
My wife and I have been doing it for over 30 years now.
And then other members of the war tax resistance community have a similar deep commitment.
Absolutely. There's not a whole lot of us, but I think we feel like we have a special calling to not cooperate with the funding for war and military violence.
Thank you so much for that, John. We'd like to talk more about this. This is all the time that we have for today. But is there any way people can get more information about resisting paying money for military occupations?
Well, the War Resisters League is involved nationally, and there's a local group called the Oregon Community for War Tax Resistance, and I don't have the phone number for that right offhand.
I imagine that listeners could easily just type that into a search engine and
Yes. Pull
up the necessary information.
Certainly.
You don't have to pay, and there's ways to do this legally, so you can find out. Thank you so much for that, John.
Okay.
My guest has been John Schweibert, who is a member of Portland's War Tax Resistance Community.
The Washington State Ecology Department says people cleaning up coastal beaches this weekend should watch out for silver canisters that could have poisonous contents. Some of these one-liter containers were found last year along the northwest coast. They carried a pesticide used on cargo ships and were apparently thrown overboard. Removing the plastic lid could release a toxic gas. Empty canisters without lids can be recycled.
Good. That's certainly good to know, isn't it? Yeah, so when you're if you're handling recycled materials, it could be could suddenly spring out open and blast poisonous gas in your face. The Canby police chief has resigned while facing possible termination resulting from FBI and city investigations into whether he concealed or failed to investigate an officer's steroid abuse. This part should be obvious. Whenever police are caught using excessive force, whenever an officer fires a gun in the line of duty, the individual in question ought to be tested for drugs and not just steroids. They test people who are the victims of the police, but they never actually test the police themselves. I don't understand it. Liam?
The budget crisis in Lane County is forcing the pretrial release of hundreds of criminal defendants who normally would stay in jail until trial. Most of the men accused of domestic violence actually show up in court. Whether or not they show up at the homes of the victims is another matter.
If you're thinking of cashing in on the White House by breeding Portuguese water dogs, your dreams of wealth are about to die. The Oregon House has overwhelmingly approved a bill to outlaw so-called puppy mills. There are more than at the legislative session where this was passed, more than 130 breeders came to Salem to oppose the bill, which was, of course, backed by the Oregon Humane Society.
Cell phones, a classic love-hate story. Yesterday, City Commissioner Amanda Fritz, who oversees the Office of Cable Communications and Franchise Management, brought the City Council a new system for regulating cell antennas on utility poles. The idea is to provide incentives for cell phone companies to locate their facilities as far from residential neighborhoods as possible.
Mayor Sam Adams is going ahead as fast as possible to pushing City Hall to endorse the $250 million package to rehab PGE Park, revamp the Rose Quarter, and tear down Memorial Coliseum so the city can add Major League Soccer to its entertainment venue. The question from people on the city council, though, and other community leaders is, why is Sam Adams moving so fast?
You just know this guy is a Republican. At a time when commerce with Iran and other countries America has seriously offended is a priority, Oregon State Senator Brian Boquist is still struggling against the current. Boquist is pushing the state to divest any holdings it has in Iran. Boquist says the move would honor Oregon troops, send a strong signal in support of human rights, and protect the public employee's retirement system.
How hurting the Iranian public could possibly honor American troops is a stretch. Well, an April 7th report by the Department of Homeland Security is causing waves of indignation among conservatives for labeling right-wing extremism as the most dangerous domestic terrorism threat in the United States. They finally got around to recognizing what should be clear to everybody. In its key findings put forward by the Office of Intelligence and Analysis, it states that there's no specific information that domestic right-wing terrorists are currently planning acts of violence, but nonetheless, keep your eyes open. Good morning. We are joined by KBOO's Spencer Raymond. Thank you so much for being with us, Spencer.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. I'm sure you've heard of the modern-day tea parties that have been going on across the country. It's TEA, taxed enough already. And just like the Boston Tea Party of the revolutionary days, these are groups of conservatives and Republicans who are upset about taxes that Obama has put in place, high government spending as a result from stimulus package. The stimulus package, this is just one kind of example of kind of a new upswell in right-wing conservative activism that we haven't really seen before, being that this is the first time in 8 years that a Democrat is in the White House.
And also, the people who have been making threats, they've made threats against the president right from the get-go, have been more or less under the radar. Does Homeland Security, though, actually think of these so-called, these tea parties, by the way, just to clarify things, we had a war tax resistor story a little earlier on in the program, and people who resist paying taxes because of their strong commitment to peace, they don't want to fund wars, are doing it in a legal way, and they're putting their money to other uses rather than to war. That is a very different group of people from those who feel that paying taxes in general is not something that they ought to have to, they ought to be compelled to participate in. These would be the more sort of libertarian or militia type people. And it seems to me that this is when the Department of Homeland Security identifies right-wing extremism as a terrorist threat, they're thinking more of along those lines and not the other groups. But again,
right. One thing to point out, Chris, is the thought that a lot of conservatives have been afraid for a long time, and we saw headlines coming out about this as far ago as almost a year ago, as people are stocking up on ammo, on ammunition. Rifle sales are up, concealed weapons permits are up. There is a fear out there that Obama will take away gun rights for Americans, and people have, I've gotten reports from towns in Oregon, actually, in Corvallis, that there's simply no .22 ammunition available in stores there.
Well, there were reports right after Barack Obama was elected that there had been literally a run on stocks of ammunition at various sporting goods shops. I find all of this completely consistent with what we've been seeing over recent years. The idea of Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh arrayed in one of those sort of naked Abu Ghraib pyramids is truly a frightening thought. Thank you so much, Spencer. That, of course, was KBOO's reporter, Spencer Raymond, with D.C. Dirt.
The U.S. military is investigating a Guantanamo Bay prisoner's interview with the Middle East television network. The U.S. does not permit journalists to interview prisoners. Officials say that would violate the Geneva Conventions. So now we're worried about the Geneva Conventions in Guantanamo.
All of a sudden, mirabile dictu. Okay, this from the pirate desk. Somali pirates vowed to hunt down American ships and kill their sailors, despite President Barack Obama's vow to take action against the hostage rescue. Brigands seized 4 vessels and more than 75 hostages since Sunday's dramatic rescue of Richard Phillips. Hostages since Sunday's dramatic, that brought the total number of sailors being held by Somali pirates to over 300 on 16 different ships. It's a distinct surge in the number of captives over the last few days.
This has been Headlines and Commentary from Air Cascadia for Wednesday, April 15th, 2009. Today's editor is Chris Andre. Engineering is Lynn Molek. The KBU AM News and Public Affairs Director is Kathleen Stevenson. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Chris Andre. You're listening to member-supported KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM. Your support and your support only keeps us from burning the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.
Coming up next, Flashpoint. Reverend Carol Pickett, former death house chaplain at Huntsville, how watching 95 executions has affected his view of the death penalty.
Thanks for listening and have a good day.